you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's now time for news headlines with Molly
on the Big Party Show. Good.
Well, a record number of mumps cases are being connected to an outbreak at Midland University in Fremont, and they are continuing to grow. The state health department reports that the number of cases of mumps in Nebraska is now at 21. Now, the new cases have been reported in Douglas, Dodge, Cass, and Hall counties. Madison and Platte County also had cases pop up in the past weeks.
That's funny. And it happened at Midland.
Yeah.
Because we used to joke that the Midland's mascot was the measles, but mumps would work. The Midland measles.
I like that.
I mean, Hale played football out there. Our buddy Willie Garrett played football. Yeah. I just golfed recently with a guy that played with both of them. The Midland mumps.
But they're
all out of school, though, now, right?
Yeah, but the incubation period would have been, you know, and then now all these kids have gone home. So they once were a contained unit. It was just on the Midland campus. But now kids are out for summer. So they're all going back to their communities. And some of them may be bringing home an extra little package from school. The mumps. Yay. Boo. So doctors are warning that the new cases that have been reporting, local health departments are involved investigating the effectiveness of the mumps component of the measles, mumps, and rubella or MMR vaccine can wane over time. So while you have been inoculated, you may have needed a booster shot in order to keep it at bay. But it spreads by coughing, sneezing, it's in saliva, all that kind of stuff. But just a heads up, if you show any of the symptoms, you're asked to contact your healthcare provider. And the Henry Dorley Zoo shattering attendance records. Officials are saying 60,241 people visited the zoo over Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, last time it was what, 53 or something?
Yes, 53,861. So we smashed it.
Insane, 60,000 in 3 days.
They say that first day, that those first couple hours, thousands of people came in just that first Friday when it opened up at, what was it, 10 a.m.? They
What's
say like 2,000 people went in through the door.
I'd be curious what that revenue is.
Well, the revenue, the giant amount of revenue, like you spoke of yesterday, is the concessions. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, unless you
the concessions alone would pay for is more expensive than the entrance.
They got to start paying the animals.
Oh.
I mean, wouldn't that be great if you just kind of noticed like the animals had really nice sunglasses?
Ray-Bans.
Like
this
Ray-Bans.
Is the Ray-Ban exhibit.
Occasionally a giraffe with like a polo shirt with the collar popped.
Maybe a
So people are like, God, the animals here are rich.
You're like,
dude,
crushing attendance records.
Obviously,
this is a high quality zoo.
So attendance. So just to give you perspective, adults, those are people ages 12 and over. It's $18.95 to walk in the door. Kids are $12.95. And then, you know, keep in mind that doesn't include, like, if you want to do like the little Skyfari deal,
all
the little
$10 or whatever,
all little extras.
Now, but are we saying overpriced?
I don't think it's overpriced.
Taking your family to the zoo can be considered expensive, but there is a lot of value in that. I mean, that is a heck of an experience.
Yeah.
The zoo's a nonprofit. I mean, keep this in mind. All of the money donated through ticket prices and any kind of like, you know, when we just did that Omaha Gives, people give to that. This is just to keep things up and running.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not cheap.
And to renovate.
Keeping six elephants
I mean,
fed.
They just spent millions and millions of dollars on that area.
African safari.
You know?
Right.
So, and they got another thing coming up. They're starting in, I believe, in September or something. I don't know what it is, but yeah, they're spending another meal. So yeah, all that money they make goes back into the zoo. That's for sure.
Did you see, just on a side note, Schwarzenegger got charged by an elephant?
Oh, sweet.
He was on safari in Africa. So he was in Africa, and they've, you know, elephants get extremely dangerous.
Yeah. Yes.
And
it's a wild one. Wild one.
So he was filming, and an elephant charged him.
It was pretty sweet.
Did he stand his ground?
No,
I wish
he would have.
That would have been awesome.
He was just like the rest of us.
He ran. Good.
Nearly crapped his pants. And
I love it. That's perfect.
Probably did, actually. I know.
Good.
I would have.
I mean, I'm glad to hear that he's like, you know, does have that human, like he doesn't think that he can take an elephant. You're like, you're not the Terminator for real. Nebraska head coach Mike Riley is following through on a promise, inviting the victim of an alleged sexual assault involving two Oregon State football players back in 1998. Her name is Brenda Tracy, and she's coming to speak to the Nebraska Cornhusker football team.
I think that's pretty powerful. I mean, this kind of speaks to the kind of guy Mike Riley is, and maybe why we hired him, that someone was like, you know, we need to get a Tom Osborne. Like, he's just a good man.
Remember when
there was a lawsuit? There was a controversial thing.
When he first got...
So this was not the woman named in the lawsuit. There was, sadly, a second rape after this woman. This is Brenda Tracy, who's going to come and speak to the team. She was involved in an incident in 1998 when Mike Riley was the coach.
Yes.
He had left to go to San Diego Chargers, and then there was an incident in 1999. That was the woman that charged the lawsuit because she said there was a culture.
Okay.
Of abuse there. That's what, because she was linking in this woman's prior case. Because I guess there were two assaults that happened at the same apartment complex.
That's what's sad. Crazy.
In her case, he suspended the players, but only for one game.
One game.
Yeah.
This is what's nuts. She's never met Coach Riley face to face.
Probably.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm just saying she's never met him face to face. And so this will be an interesting visit.
I'm just saying, I think a lot of people would probably understandably distance themselves and run from that. That's very brave and stand up of him. Don't you think?
Yes.
I mean, he wants her to come here and speak to the team, just talk to players and be like, you don't let that stuff happen.
Isn't you that told me that he does a hip hip hooray after each like successful game? Hip hip hooray!
That wasn't me.
All right, someone else was telling me that when the locker room at the end of a game, if they win or whatever the case is, he has everybody do a hip hip hooray. Everybody, oh, wow. Hip hip hooray!
That's terrible.
Like today, we're doing 10 of them. Hip hooray!
You've got to stop.
As long as it's after a win.
Yeah. And long
that's
as it doesn't
get old
sound
after
like,
a couple of, hey guys, you know we lost again today, but let's give a hip hip hooray.
Hip hip hooray!
You got to stop.
Who does hip hip hooray?
I
love it.
Regardless of the records, and we've only had him one season. He appears to be a solid guy.
Yes. By the way, tickets go on sale.
You know, good people.
Tomorrow, by the way. So
remember, don't you agree? The culture of, like, I didn't necessarily mind Bo, but there was a culture of failing of the way you act around young men and what you say.
Yes, and how you act, and all that stuff. Oh yeah. Oh, yeah,
I just don't
awful.
Understand how you could only suspend kids for one game for something like that.
It's not just the coach. You know that there's heavy pressure from the whole unit. It's a machine, you know? Mm-hmm. You don't want to lose games. We know that college athletics is a big, powerful machine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not saying it's right.
Egypt says a French ship has picked up signals believed to be from black boxes on the Egypt Air jetliner that crashed into the Mediterranean Sea nearly 2 weeks ago. Egypt Air Flight 804 went down about 180 miles north of the Egyptian city of Alexandria. 66 passengers and crew were on board. The Airbus A320 was flying from Paris to Cairo when it disappeared from radar before dawn on May 19th. Now, there's been no concrete evidence since then what led to the disaster, but one of the early theories has been terrorism. And it looks like criminal charges could be filed after Cincinnati zookeepers had to kill a gorilla to save a young boy who'd fallen into the exhibit. Police say that they're investigating the actions of the boy's mother and other people who were at the gorilla exhibit that day. Witnesses say that the little boy climbed over a 3-foot-high barrier and then fell into the gorilla's enclosure over the weekend.
I think they're doing it just to quiet the masses right now.
I mean,
because come on. I mean, you have kids sometimes. I mean, you blink, like you've said, yesterday. You blink and sometimes they're not there.
Yes. I understand them wanting to make an investigation.
Oh, yeah.
I'm surprised you guys
don't
get to put your kids on leashes. Seriously.
You can. I think you can. I've seen it.
There are
before.
Leashes. I mean, they do have kitty leashes. They look like little backpacks. They look like a monkey's hugging you, but really it's a leash.
Zoo is a good time to put your kid on a leash.
You see a lot of kid leashes at the zoo. Tons. You see tons of kids. I mean, if your kid is a bolter, you know what I'm saying? Like, we've all been around enough kids. You know the kids that are pretty good about sticking around. And then you know the kids where it's like little baby Houdini. You turn your back for a second and they're gone. You know that about your kid. You know what I'm saying? Now, I don't know. I can't speak to this woman. I can't speak to how she's raising her child. I can't speak to her child's behavior. I don't know. Maybe this little kid acted out of character by doing this.
Hey, it's America. It's America, Molly. You can speak however you want to.
Speak, girl.
But I completely understand an investigation. I understand, like, if this was a kid who was, you know, just, he bolted. The mom turned her head for a minute. Fine. No harm. I mean, it happens.
I think they also have to figure out, do they have to change that exhibit?
Right.
Is it
probably,
is there a reasonable level
but
of exposure?
He's scaling, or is it a 3-foot wall?
Think what it's like for these animals to watch.
Three-foot wall is not that high.
But for a toddler.
But for these carnivore animals in any zoo in America, what it must be like to watch those little kids walk by. I mean, that's food.
Oh.
It'd be like you go to your favorite restaurant, and we put a small bird cage around your table, and then we just walk food right
steak.
Around you all night.
Ooh.
Steaks,
oh, right
and chicken. But you can't. No. You don't get to touch.
No touching.
And catch unless the steak accidentally hopped in the on your table.
It. Maybe you
dropped those
it.
Tigers must just stare at your kids.
Crime of all.
We all watch that. We all think it's adorable when. How about when we have the exhibits where there's glass?
Mm-hmm.
We've all seen the footage. We think it's adorable when the little kid has his face against the glass and the lion is going, yah! I mean, he's licking.
Yes.
And he's roaring and biting. And we're like, oh, that's adorable. It's like the thing is trying to eat your child.
Yes. Yeah. The thing that's standing between your kid being a meal right now is
the
glass.
But when
science.
A kid, so when the child jumps in the gorilla cage, why are we suddenly shocked? Like, oh my God,
I don't know. That thing, that whole deal is just a big giant mess. Yeah.
The BBC is reporting hundreds of millions of accounts on Tumblr and MySpace have apparently been hacked. It seems the account login information was stolen years ago. Details from those hacked accounts have only recently been advertised as being for sale online.
So if it's MySpace, anyone 2013 and back.
Mm-hmm.
So from 2013 on, they
fixed
it. Changed the security.
Okay.
For who got a MySpace page.
Six people that
after
are still on
2013.
There.
But the rest of us. We joke about it, but you are still on there. If you never deactivated your account, which I never did you ever deactivate your account?
I just went on.
So
Facebook
almost all of us who just let your MySpace page go, it's been hacked.
Whatever happened to Tom? Wasn't Tom the guy from
your
MySpace?
Your first friend, yeah.
In your case, your only friend.
Ow. You have hurt me. Today.
Experts believe that Tumblr and MySpace breaches may be part of a mega hack that recently took place as a 4-year-old database containing more than 165 million LinkedIn IDs was likewise put up for sale last month. So they're like culminating, basically they're like striking all these different places and pooling all the information that they get, like the little breach here, the little breach there, and they're cobbling it all together to make one big piece of information
that they can sell.
Wow. They can
lots
get.
Of people, I bet you there's tons of people out there that use the same password on MySpace that they use on Facebook.
Yep.
And
bingo.
Lots of people use the same password on Facebook that they do in their bank.
Bingo.
Don't do it.
Stop bingoing. What are you, Mike Riley?
I was gonna say, hip hip hooray.
Hey guys, bingo. We lost again. Bingo though, guys.
I want to know if Mike Riley says it as syrupy as Big Party does,
someone
though.
Call us.
Because he's like, hip, hip, hooray.
Yes. Call us. 402-938-9400.
He sounds
saying,
like that bad 1970s
If I'm wrong,
guy.
Someone call me and tell me.
You're
saying
that
know.
Our football coach in Nebraska, after every game, has the whole team say hip, hip, hooray.
He goes like, guys, that was a great performance out there. Congratulations. Let's get some. That's for 10 hip, hip, hoorays. Everybody.
Does he say that sugary, though?
This is
though?
According to Big Party. That can't be true.
Someone confirm.
Please validate. Please. And I just want to know if it's just that exciting.
Who got their MySpace page hacked? I was just on mine. People are like, did Coach just say that he's on MySpace? I was just updating my MySpace page.
Just hitting it up, updating. When are you guys going to ask me to be your friend? So far, it's just Tom.
No one's calling. No one knows.
So far, it's just Tom.
People distancing themselves.
People are like, you let him hang.
Can't stand by you, dude.
Let him hang.
Do we have tickets to see Justin Bieber? You better believe it. Thursday is Bieber Thursday on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
This is the hip hip hooray.
Hip hip hooray.
Yikes.
Well, that was after the Michigan State game, and I would have said hip hip hooray as well. You know,
I still think it's funny
the
that
Michigan
were
State
they wearing
upset?
Their raccoon yeah. coats and waving their team
hey,
banners as they all
be
got
a
into
Husker
their.
Hater.
I'm just saying, it's a it, little.
I think, bring a little fuddly duddly right to the football team.
Oakley Doakley.
Oakley Doakley.
Ned Flanders. Yes. But yeah. If a coach can get young guys, young males in 2015 to yeah. say hip hip hooray, he's yeah. doing something.
They don't have a choice. It's the coach.
Wow. I thought it was awesome. And that's a great coach.
It's very sweet.
You know, because I mean, most of the time they don't do stuff like that.
You've been in the middle of that
huddle. Different stuff.
Once you get,
you know?
To, once you get everybody worked up.
Oh, you're all fired up.
They'll say anything.
Yes.
And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. When you got that huddle, you got that moment of.
And you're feeling it. You're feeling everything. You're so excited and pumped and happy and to a point of almost tears. Oh, I'll hip hip hooray all day long, baby.
You already have. You have out hip hip hooray even Coach Riley.
You know what I love
today? You are on notice.
You know what you can find on Netflix? The Tom Cruise movie, All the Right Moves.
Oh.
Which is still a pretty classic football movie.
Yeah.
With
oh,
Leah
yeah.
Thompson.
You bet. You
and
bet.
I love all that tension in the locker room before the game, you know, oh. where the coach is such a dick.
Oh, yeah.
But how he gets those guys motivated, how he comes in, lays it all on the line, like this is your whole future. Did you guys ever have a moment
yes.
like that? Where a coach lays out a high school football game, but this is your whole
oh.
future. Like you're either a man
in my
or you're
football,
not.
In my football high school years, that's the only time I played the speeches that our coach gave before and after. I mean, there was one time I recall it so well that we lost a really tough game and he sat there and bawled because he was so proud of the players. And just that speech just sticks in your head. You're like, and then there's that other time where the coach walked out and says, DeGan, you know what? You've been doing great all week. You give the speech today.
You're like,
and who did he say it to?
Some big giant fat dude. Everyone hated. He did a good job screaming and yelling. A lot of screaming and yelling. A lot of pumped up. A lot of people like, all right, relax.
Is that kind of how it goes? So if you're a coach and you're lucky enough, you get
the right team.
Like my case in some of the Lancers used to always say it. I'm looking for my men.
Yes.
And every season was whether he said he had men in the room
or boys.
Not. Or boys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he'd go, we have a bunch of boys. But mm-hmm. if you found a couple of men, you make them captain.
Yeah.
Captains, and they run the team. He goes, and now I got men. He goes, and my men are in the locker room after the game. I leave them alone.
That's it.
The men get up, the captains yell at them yeah. or bring them up, and then they come get coached like we're ready.
You bet.
And then he comes in.
I mean, if you look at the speech, the documentaries of the Huskers when they were champions, you see a team full of men. Not that our team is not full of men. I'm not saying that. But after, you know, how they talk and how everything right. went, that was a team full of
because
men.
They're
it
all,
was the perfect circle.
And they're all keeping each other accountable.
Yes.
Nobody gets to phone it in.
Nope.
But a little bit of that was they respected Tom Osborne so much.
Yeah.
And we had such great assistant coaches like Frankie Solich and those guys. They were the bad cop.
Mm-hmm. Good
they
cop,
would,
bad cop.
They would scream at those guys and yell at everybody. And then Tom gets to come in when everything's all...
Hey guys.
Yeah.
Easy peasy.
He's the hip hip hooray.
He's hip hip hooray. So maybe it's good.
I think it's good. That's
hip,
what we're
hip.
Talking about. Isn't it kind of cool that we have a coach like that actually does the hip hip hooray? Hip hip hooray! So I was thinking after each good show, we can just hip hip hooray.
Hip hip hooray! Could you imagine? We
everybody
should just start
hip hip hooray!
That. We should just start doing that so people in this building just hate us.
Okay.
Like
okay.
get all huggy feely. We'll get out.
It's going to happen really fast.
We'll have Molly on speakerphone.
I'm already almost there.
And let's do a post show, like a prayer. And then me
okay.
and Party just put our hands in the middle
uh-huh.
on top of the speakerphone.
And then we all do it together.
And we do a hip, hip, hooray. Hip, hip, hooray. Everyone's like, God, I hate those people.
Oh my God, I want them to get such bad numbers next book. I want them
hip,
to go
hip,
away.
Hooray. All right. By the way, Husker tickets do go on sale tomorrow, okay, for
yep.
the football
hip,
season.
Hooray.
So hip, hip, hooray. Cammy, hip, hip, hooray.
Hip,
Cammy.
Hip, hooray.
So you like that too, huh?
I do enjoy it.
All right.
She's like, what else am I supposed to say? You kind of put me on the spot.
Exactly.
Right. I do enjoy it, though. Who doesn't, really?
The Big Party Show. Channel 94.1.
So The Hills, which was like a huge hit for MTV back in the day, they're set to air a 10th anniversary special this August on MTV. And now there are reports that some of the show's original cast and crew have been hinting that The Hills might be coming back for a revival.
So this would be Heidi and Spidey?
Heidi,
like
Spidey.
New people or the old people?
No, I think it would be the same people. So I guess it's the original cast member, Justin Bobby, that he thinks that Netflix was interested in bringing the show back. Former Hills executive producer, though, said that I know that there are some rumblings about it, but I don't think it's happening yet anyway.
Heidi and Spidey are broke. There was a story on them that they say all they do is sit at home and watch reality TV.
Yeah, they spend all their money.
And Heidi Montag, who was like, she was adorable.
Yes.
Got all that plastic surgery done. She looks like a cartoonish.
I know, it was bad.
Sad.
It's just like, it was so silly because it's like she was a beautiful, naturally beautiful young woman. And then, I don't know, I guess people get in that, about that, where they like get in that sort of like addiction to plastic surgery.
Yeah, so where are they now? Lauren Conrad, Audrina Patridge, that chick was a hottie, she was mean. Whitney Port, Heidi Montag, Lo Bosworth, Stephanie Pratt, and Kristen Cavallari.
So Lauren Conrad, she took to social media yesterday and she confirmed that she will be on the anniversary special. You know, some of them don't even talk anymore. And she said she's excited to announce that MTV is going to premiere an anniversary The Hill special on Tuesday, August 2nd. So we'll see what ends up happening. She said, I never thought I'd see the day.
Didn't we talk to them at one given time?
Yeah, Heidi
we
and Spidey.
That's right. Okay.
That was when they were doing that Survivor show. Remember, it was like Celebrity Survivor where they went out into the wilderness.
That was called Get Me Out of Here.
Yeah, that was really interesting.
That's right.
They were terrible. That show was just so awkward.
Well, poor Heidi Montag, not the sharpest tool in the shed. So she does an interview with us because an episode of her show, like The Hills, had aired the night before too.
Right.
They're also plugging their show. But it's not live. And she was doing the interview as if she was selling it like it was live.
It just happened.
Oh, my God. I'm still so mad about what he did to me last night. And we're like, what do you mean last night? Didn't you watch a show? We're like, yeah, but you guys taped that like 7 months ago.
I forgot. And then Molly said something and she said.
Oh, that is really funny.
Yeah, she hated me.
She goes, did you watch a show? And Molly goes, no. And then Spencer Pratt goes, oh, my God. She didn't even watch the show.
Oh, that is really funny.
She hated Molly.
No, she hated me.
That was code word for...
I lost
that
no sleep.
This is Heidi Montag code for you're a bitch.
Yes. Molly?
Oh, that is really funny.
Mm-hmm. I was like, all right. L.A. County Sheriff's Office confirmed yesterday that they are investigating The Biggest Loser. Allegations that the reality weight loss competition pushes illegal drugs on its contestants as a way to shed more pounds.
Jeez, I want some of those drugs then. Where are they?
Now, where are the drugas? Show me the skinny drugs. The news comes after several former contestants had told the New York Post last month that producers encouraged them to pop Adderall and pills containing ephedra,
banned. That's terrible. If they lost their weight on ephedra, then that's a joke because we can all take ephedra and we will all lose weight.
Right.
It's called speed, but it also will score out your heart.
Right. Gosh. Well, and imagine these poor people, they're taking ephedra, scoring out their heart that way, and then also doing, I mean, how many hours of exercise were they made to do a day?
Also the viewers, how many hearts are broken there?
Well, it's just unobtainable. I mean, I know you're kidding, but there is the point of like, you watch this and you think it's an obtainable goal, but it's rigged and you don't know that. Yeah. I mean, they never told you that they were taking drugs. I mean, I think that should be a big asterisk. Like, hey, all of these results were helped with medication, you know? So the FDA has banned ephedra. So if they were giving them that is a banned substance that's illegal. So I guess a journalist had advised the sheriff's personnel on the news report, and now they're looking into it, especially the illegal narcotics use.
There's got to be some legal drugs, though. I mean, we play the ads on air. Legal Limit Labs. Yeah. That's the name of the company.
Yeah.
Legal Limit.
I know.
Labs. I want to go to a place that
just barely legal.
Just on the edge of legality.
It's
that's where I'm at.
Pretty much not legal,
Limit
Labs. I know you're like, that doesn't sound too.
But think about that. Oh, that is all there in the advertising because think of the market that you're talking to. Isn't that amazing? Like most of us would never want to take a pill that came from something that was just legal limit.
No.
But if you're in that workout culture, you're like, dude,
hit this.
Who's pushing the limit, bro?
Hit that.
You need to hit that, bro. That is barely legal.
Is that ostrich?
Barely legal. Put that in your head. Put it in your head.
ostrich jerky.
So roped right now.
Wasn't that what they were always pushing on you? Ostrich jerky.
Was that that? That was a friend of ours. Yeah.
Well, you need to hit that, bro.
You're like, I'm good.
Ostrich jerky.
I'm all good.
Where the hell do you get ostrich? I guess you can get it anywhere, somewhere. So.
And Hamilton, you know, the guy that we see every other morning on CBS's morning show, that Lin-Manuel Lee, he and Emily Blunt have just been named the stars in the upcoming Mary Poppins live action adaptation. It's a sequel. Mary Poppins Returns.
Pretty good casting. He's the star of Hamilton.
Yes.
Will there ever be a road version of Hamilton?
There
I would
is.
Assume. Okay.
There's two touring companies, and there's going to be resident companies. Hamilton is going to be everywhere this fall. We might even be getting it here. I mean, there's two.
There you go.
Usually only one touring company. Yeah, I'm dying to get tickets. Are you kidding me?
Book of Mormon's here, like, right around the corner.
Yep. Oh, that is so good, too.
I think it's already here, but yeah.
So,
yeah, is it this week? When is it? Yeah, opening day is today.
Ooh. Broadway.
Book of Mormon.
You have really outdone yourself today. Hip, hip, hooray.
Don't mock the Huskers.
People listening
I'm mocking
are like,
you.
What is wrong with that show? I don't know if today was opening day, but I'm seeing Book of Mormon at the Orpheum today, tomorrow.
Yeah. A couple days, I think, right?
It's back because it's been here before.
Yeah, it's through June 5th. It's through Sunday.
Okay.
Oh, man, I want to go.
You got to go. Have you not seen it?
I haven't seen it at all.
It is going to change your life. You're going to laugh your butts off. It's from the guys that do.
Oh, yeah, I know the backstory. It's Matt and Trey.
Right.
From South Park.
So, I mean, I'm telling you, I have never laughed harder. It's so stinking good.
Bieber Thursday means you can win tickets to see Justin Bieber June 21st at the Pinnacle Bank Arena from Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.